This government has put up a mental health minister. It's the first time. That's Matt Ducey. Yeah, that's Whakapapa Māori too, Matt. I'll be talking with him, no doubt, in the new year, if not before. But speaking of that development is Sean Robinson from the Mental Health Foundation, and I thank Sean for joining us on the program today. Kia ora, tēnei, Sean. It's good to catch up again.
Yeah, morena.
Kia ora, Sean. Well, what do you think it means to have our very first mental health minister?
Well, look, we think it's a really good thing. Mental health is a huge area. It covers everything from all the things that put pressure on our mental health, from, you know, racism, colonisation, poverty, you know, family violence, housing issues, all those things that make life more stressful and difficult for people, right through to, you know, how you can live better to, you know, have a healthy life that, that helps to sustain your mental health, through to the services that people need when they're struggling. So it's a huge area, and it's basically been neglected for decades and decades. There's no one government that, you know, is guilty or innocent in this. So it really needs someone who's giving it 100% attention, and that was something that was really lacking, I think, in the last government. So we're really pleased to see a Minister for Mental Health. Also, you know, I know that this is Matt Ducey's passion. He has his own lived experience of poor mental health when he was younger. He's been a counsellor and a therapist, and he's been the spokesperson on mental health for 6 years and spent a lot of time learning about the sector and the issues and the people. So, yeah, you know, early days, and we'll see what this government actually does. But, overall, I think it's a really good thing.
Tēnā koe. I'm thinking of somebody else, actually. I'm not sure that Matt has whakapapa Māori, but that's by the by. You say he's got some lived experience here that he has shared with you. I don't know too much about publicly, but do you think that a minister is better positioned if he understands some of the pressures that people who are having problems with their mental health are facing each and every day?
Yeah, no, look, absolutely. And he has been public about it. He talked about it in a media article last week, which I think, again, is a really good sign, you know, because he's obviously, you know, not afraid of the stigma that can go with mental health issues. So, yeah, look, I think that's really positive, again, that he has that deep understanding. Look, this government is a real, as I'm sure everybody knows, it's a real mixed bag. And, you know, there are some of the things that this government has announced already which could be very bad for people's mental health, quite frankly. There is a big reason why Māori are overrepresented in negative statistics about mental health, and that big reason is colonisation. And, you know, the measures to decolonise, you know, reclaiming te reo, having power over services, all of those things, you know, are really important for Māori in terms of recovering and those that are struggling and thriving as a people, within the wider Aotearoa. The same for those from the rainbow community. There's some conflicting sort of messages out there, but I think this government will take some time to settle down. It's a bit of a three-headed tanawha, and we need to see which heads are going to be speaking on what. But in terms of Matt Ducey, I do have a lot of confidence in him.
Tēnā koe. Thank you, Sean. I noticed that a lot of media traffic at the moment is asking questions, one in particular, saying, well, whatever happened to the $2 billion that was poured into mental health care? What are some of your thoughts here? Do you think that wider New Zealanders don't appreciate what is being done behind the curtain, so to speak, and that the $2 billion might have been well utilised, but not hitting the headlines.
Yeah, look, I think some really good things were done, but I also think some big opportunities were missed and some mistakes were made. So, you know, that $2 billion, about $1 billion of it went into, you know, other parts of government, like corrections, Oranga Tamariki, things like that, which, you know, is appropriate. You know, very sadly, 100% of people who are in prisons experience, you know, mental health issues. So that really needed some support. You know, things like family violence, you know, they do have a big impact on mental health. But that left about $1 billion going into health services. And we have to remember that those mental health services had been massively underfunded over the previous decades. You know, so that $1 billion was really probably only about enough to catch them up. But what the last government did was they also tried to do a bunch of new things. So they kind of never really had enough money, quite frankly. And what really frustrated me, I think, was that they didn't do what the Mental Health Inquiry told them to do. So they spent a few million dollars having an inquiry, getting a bunch of experts like Tar Mason Jury and then Ranganui to advise them. And then they didn't really follow the advice. What the advice was is you have to do three kind of things at once. Yes, you do have to develop services and new types of services, but you also have to sort of encourage and teach and support people to do the things that build up their mental well-being and their resilience. And then you also do need to try to prevent the things that are causing people's mental distress. And they really ignored the building up the mental well-being. They also didn't plan very well because they did set up a whole bunch of new services in sort of GP practices and marae-based services and Pacifica community services. But over 90% of the staff in those new services came from the old services. So I kept saying to the last government, well, you can't really say you've expanded services because you just robbed Peter to pay Paul. You know, if you don't have a proper plan for training the workforce and bringing on enough people for mental health services, then we're not going to get any further. So, you know, it was pretty piecemeal and haphazard, and it really missed out what I think is a very big part of what we need to do, which is really support and encourage people to build into their lifestyle the things that give us positive mental health. Like, we wouldn't approach heart disease just by saying, here's some pills. We talk about diet, we talk about exercise, we talk about stress. And all of those sorts of things affect mental health as well. You know, including things like connection with whānau, connection with your culture, connection with te reo. You know, culture is in fact a really important part of strengths, of thriving, and gives you a lot of support to get through the tough times, which, you know, everybody faces tough times during the course of their lives. So, you know, we've done some research, and it just builds on research from overseas that shows that, you know, even having just one activity that's sort of aligned with, say, Te Whare Tapa Whā, you know, Tar Mason Jury's sort of well-being framework, you know, just having one thing regularly in your life gives you almost a 50% higher chance of having positive mental well-being. And the more things you have, so like if you're connecting with your culture, if you're doing exercise regularly, if you're eating well, you know, if you're taking some time in nature or doing something that helps you to relax, you know, if you're connecting with whānau, the more of those things you do, the better your mental health will be. And it's a bit like putting coins in the piggy bank, if anybody's got any coins to put in the piggy bank these days. You know, when the tough times come, the more you've built those things into your lifestyle, the better you'll be able to get through. You know, it's a lot like physical fitness. If we're more physically fit and we're eating well and we're exercising, then if we get sick, we're more likely to recover quickly. Now, that's the bit that I think the last government totally neglected. And, you know, I certainly have heard Matt Doocy say, you know, pre-election, that that was something that he was really keen to promote. So I'm looking forward to sort of seeing those three things happen. Yeah, but, you know, in terms of the money, I think, unfortunately, it wasn't spent in a very coordinated way. So some good things did happen, but, yeah, it didn't make the difference. And the difference is when you do those three things all at once, you know, prevent mental distress where you can, encourage people to have healthy lifestyles, and, yes, have services and different types of services such as kaupapa Māori services.
Tēnā koe, good talking with you again. Thanks so much for sharing some time with us. Sean Robinson's the CEO of the Mental Health Foundation. Sean, have a great summer. We'll talk again in the new year.
Kia ora.
Tēnā koe. Thanks for sharing some time with us.